making it.
Well done, Scorsi. Speak to you later. Good day today.
Thanks, Kev.
John Scorse there, and you'll hear his late mail right through the afternoon. James Tate, our caller, will give us the tab movers just before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Right on 10:30 at Sky Sports Radio. In just a moment, we go chasing and pacing rewind.
Tune in to Racing HQ every morning on Sky Sports Radio. On Monday, Sean Cosgrove talks to the weekend's newsmakers. Plus, there's horses to follow from our form analysts. Racing HQ, Monday morning on Sky Sports Radio. Sky Sports Radio.
G'day, Laurie Daly here. Ever wanted to know what's going on in an NRL player's head? Well, now the Tab app gives you exclusive tips, insights and analysis this NRL season, thanks to new NRL previews featuring myself. So get ahead of the game every game this footy season.
Download the Tab app and access new NRL previews today. Tab, we love a bet. Tab previews available for account holders only. Gamble responsibly.
For more grunt, talk and comfort, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda are the VT50 experts. With the VT50 XT 4x4 manual now $39,990, drive away. Let the specialists at the Mazda Youth Centre Penrith tailor a VT50 to your specific needs. With over 50 youths on display, you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
It's the ideal start to your Mondays. The Big Sports Breakfast. NRL. AFL. Soccer. Golf. Racing news and more. Make it a must listen. The Big Sports Breakfast. Back Monday morning at 5:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.
This winter racing season, Sky Sports Radio has everything you need.
Every morning
at 10, grab your New South Wales previews, tab markets and all the tips. It's required listening. Racing HQ. Every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
The Big Sports Breakfast, back Monday morning from 5:30.
Chasing and Pacing Rewind, Sunday mornings at 10:30.
And good morning, Fred Hastings.
Good morning. How are you, Kevin?
I'm well. Before we go any further, Chris Alford, what more can you say about the man? He could drive a broom, couldn't he, and get it home?
He could probably win with me pulling a wheelbarrow and him sitting in it. He's a freak. He's topped 400 wins for the season, sits on 401 for the season. That's a feat that's never been done before, obviously, and he broke that record a couple of weeks back. But it's not beyond the realms of impossibility that by the end of the season, bearing in mind the harness racing season runs until the 31st of August, that he could notch up at least another 25 to 30 wins and end somewhere around 430-odd winners for the season. And the feature of him, Kev, you'd sort of think, well, you're driving that many winners, you must be steering a lot of favourites. And sure, he does drive a lot of short-priced favourites. But he also drives a lot of horses that aren't fancied in the market to victory. Mm. He puts them in the right spot. He gives them every conceivable chance. And above everything else, he's a really good guy. And I'm thrilled for the success that he's enjoyed. 401 and climbing, and it's not done yet.
Yeah, well, Willie Pike's a lot like that in the West, isn't he? He's always on a short-priced favourite, but he quite often gets home one that is at a longer price. So, Fred, just tell me, put it in perspective, 430-odd wins, is that a regular sort of figure for somebody to win a driver's premiership, or is it just far exceeding what people normally achieve?
Well, the previous record, you've got to take into account, we're talking Chris Alford, who's domiciled in Victoria. Now, just the size of the Victorian landscape in terms of harness racing, it's feasible for a driver on many days to drive at a day meeting and then go and drive at a night meeting because of the tyranny of distance isn't quite there. Whereas, for example, you might have Tamworth harness on a Thursday afternoon, but the night meeting's at Penrith. And, you know, it becomes nigh on impossible for a driver to make both venues. Whereas in Victoria, it's a little bit easier to get from venue to venue, and the roads there are pretty good, and, you know, all lends itself to a driver having, you know, plenty of drives on the one day. So the Victorian tally often is far exceeding the New South Wales tally as far as state drivers go. But he broke the previous record held by Darrell Douglas. I think it was 386. He topped that, and he's, as I said, 400 wins, and he's just a phenomenal driver and deserves every success because he's prepared to do that. He's prepared to get in the car, and he might have a... I think he had a couple of drives at Hamilton the other day and then ended up at Kilmore or one of those venues at night, and he's prepared to get... And these guys get up in the morning, they still work their team of horses and drive track work, and then they go and drive in races day and races at night, and they deserve every success they get, and that's all of them. They work hard, the trotting blokes, they really, and girls, they really do.
So before we look at last night, anything else you want to put out there about the week?
Yeah, well, we've got to mention Lazarus. I know he's one of your favourites. Mm. He took part in a qualifying trial last night, our time, and he stopped the clock in 148.6. Some reports say 148.3. I just can't quite get a definite confirmation, but home in 25.3. Now, that's just, again, that's just ridiculous. Now, he did go slow early, but he really showed them that he is going to be a force to be reckoned with on the big track up there, the Meadowlands. He trialled at the Meadowlands. As I understand, right now there isn't a suitable race that they're going to target, but he is certainly on song to show, you know, the Northern Hemisphere folk just how good the horses down under really are.
Wow. Mm. God love him. Give him strength.
Great horse.
All righty. Well, let's look last night then at... we have Lauren Tritton standing by for a chat with you, and I guess we should relive what happened with the Group 3 Campbelltown Catholic Club Cup at Tabcorp Park, Benangle.
As they swing in for home, the leader first to see the judge, Shannon's a blast, trying hard, Major Crocker. Dash of Luck starts to produce its run. Power of Red's in behind those, and Gotta Go Yahoo is unleashing from the back. Here comes Gotta Go Yahoo. It went whooshka. Went to the lead, Dash is clear, there's a big win, last to first, beats Dash of Luck, third night General Leah knows Shannon's a blast, and Miss Riviera Bell close up, Epaulette, Power of Red, Mac Beauty.
Okay, so Gotta Go Yahoo was the winner there. We're still trying to get through to Lauren Tritton, Fred, but that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, 100%. It came from well back in the field. They went very hard early in the race, and Major Crocker, who was one of the fancies, it drew one inside of Gotta Go Yahoo, and they went a 54-2 half, and Major Crocker did a power of work and was one of the first horses beaten. In fact, crossed the line last. But that 54-2 first half, you knew it was setting it up for something to come from back in the field, but I must admit, when they straightened up, the deepest runner on the final turn was Gotta Go Yahoo, and it was spotting them a real big start. And it just went through my head. Given the fact the horse did win in similar vein at its most recent run, where it came from last off a hot pace, I thought, gee, it's going to have to really knuckle down if it's going to catch them. And boy, oh boy, did it unleash.
Okay, we're still having issues getting through to Lauren, Fred, so how else would you like to look at Benangle last night?
Okay, well, Gotta Go Yahoo. I'm not much of a clocker. But in terms of the last quarter, now, when the leader, which I think at the time was Shannon's a blast, it tripped the 400-metre beam, and by the time Gotta Go Yahoo crossed it, the last quarter is credited at 28 seconds. However, my very primitive methodology of trying to clock a last quarter with Gotta Go Yahoo, I had Gotta Go Yahoo running the high 26s, about 26.8 home, and I did it a couple of times and got a similar time, so I'm somewhere near the mark. That's just showing you how devastating the turn of foot was by Gotta Go Yahoo, and it really came with a flurry. It's the sort of horse, it's had a couple of Group 1 races this season, only a four-year-old, raced in the Chariots, and, of course, then raced in the Len Smith Mile. So, look, he's the sort of horse, he's going to be a very nice one for the camp. He's only four, rising five, and, as I said, he's won his past two races from last. I wanted to touch base with Lauren about Yaya's Hotspot too. It was a bit unlucky, but is racing in good form. I can tell you, just on the Tritton stable, Kev, Pete's Big Jim, one of their stars, it'll be running in the ready-to-run race at Menengle on the 25th. That's run at Group 3 level. Muscle Factory, now, it was a certainty beaten when it went around at Menengle in the Breeders' Challenge. Very unlucky. It's being aimed at a $100,000 APG sale race that's on the 11th of August. And Franco Nelson, one of their stable stars, Franco Nelson took ill after the Len Smith Mile, but the good news is the stable have reported that the horse is definitely on the mend and on the improve. So that's good news there.
At 21 to 11, back in a moment, Chasing and Pacing Rewind.
G'day, Laurie Daly here. Ever wanted to know what's going on in an NRL player's head? Well, now the Tab app gives you exclusive tips, insights and analysis this NRL season, thanks to new NRL previews featuring myself. So get ahead of the game every game this footy season.
Download the Tab app and access new NRL previews today. Tab, we love a bet. Tab previews available for account holders only. Gamble responsibly.
Ice hockey is fighting for a great cause this Saturday. Don't miss an action-packed National League game between the Sydney Ice Dogs and the Canberra Brave at Macquarie Ice Rink. Fans will also get the chance to meet the first ever Australian to make the NHL and win the Stanley Cup. Washington Capitals' Nathan Walker. Proceeds and money raised from the game will be donated to leukemia research. Hurry, tickets selling fast. Head to icedogs.com.au and come and support a great cause.
Here's your chance to join Teed Up Golf Tours at next year's British Open. The Open is being held in Ireland for the first time in 50 years. This amazing tour includes 7 games of golf at the best courses in Ireland and 2 days at the Open. Everything is organised and non-golfers are looked after with some great sightseeing activities, including a full-day Game of Thrones tour. To find out more about the British Open or their US Masters tours, Google Teed Up Golf Tours or call 84589000.
And now for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week.
Looking at Lee, can't catch, always dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Tune in to Racing HQ every morning on Sky Sports Radio. On Monday, Sean Cosgrove talks to the weekend's newsmakers. Plus, there's horses to follow from our form analysts. Racing HQ, Monday morning on Sky Sports Radio.
Greyhound Racing and Sky Sports Radio belong together. Our weekly dedicated program, Going Greyhounds, gives you first-hand info from trainers. Plus, there's plenty of tips. Monday mornings at 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.
And Sky Sports Radio, 18 to 11. We are back with Fred, and I believe also pretty soon we're going to have Lauren. In fact, we do have Lauren as well. So let's go to Fred firstly. Are you back with us there, Fred?
Here, I'm standing by.
All right, and through the magic of radio, and here's Lauren. All yours.
G'day, Lauren.
Hey, Freddie.
Okay, we've sort of touched on Gotta Go Yahoo and the great performance last night, and I clocked him coming home. My very ordinary methodology of clocking a last quarter off the TV, I got him around 26.8. Did he give you that feel up the straight that he really let down with that sort of brilliant turn of foot?
Yeah, look, last night, he really let down for me, and I spotted the leader a good 200 metres before I even pulled out, so we were really impressed with him, and he's hit top form this season, and we're really happy with where he's at, and we can't wait for his future.
What, have you got anything mapped out for him yet at this stage?
Yeah, he'll go into the four-year-old race next week here, but we're just, taking our time with him. He's still really immature, and he's got a lot of time ahead of him. He's only young, and we've got really good owners, so we're really happy with him.
Awesome. Now, I touched, as I said, a bit on Gotta Go Yahoo's win before we got you online. Just Yaya's hotspot. I thought it was a terrific effort. Pinged at the back end after being in the peg pocket, and he's getting back somewhere near the Yaya's of old.
Yeah, look, we've changed a bit of tactic with him. He likes to be off the speed now, and I decided to take a sit on Rock and Roll. I really didn't think he'd hand up last night, but we were just unlucky in that form. But we're happy with the way he hit the line last night. He went to the line pretty hard, held last night. So again with him, he's one of those sneaky horses that will just be sitting off the pace one day and will surprise everyone.
Now, you're on 97 New South Wales wins, so the century beckons. Metro Drivers, you're locked in a good battle with Luke and Todd McCarthy. Luke leads on 39, you're on 38, and Todd's on 36. So it's a terrific battle in the Metro Drivers. The partnership that you and Shane have, the training partnership, you've got a 16-win lead there, so pretty much say you've got the trainers' premiership in your keeping. You'd love to add the Metro drivers to it, no doubt.
Yeah, look, it's something that Shane and I have done before, and don't get me wrong, it's something that's really hard to chase, and there's those sort of things, they're very hard to win. So if you can stay in the top five for the season, you know, you've got to pat yourself on the back for it, because it's a massive achievement, and you know, it's something that, you know, not everyone, you know, strives to achieve, but it's something that you just like to keep in the back of your mind to just keep you ticking over to make sure your career is on par.
5 weeks to go, so I'm going to back you in to get the 100 up, but the premiership's going to be interesting. I've touched on your stable stars, Pete's Big Jim, Franco Nelson, Muscle Factory. I just want to ask you before we let you go, Lauren, you spent some time in the States, and just your thoughts on their racing, their training methodologies. Are they far different to how we operate here in Australia? Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, look, to be honest, you know, I haven't been in the game long, but this America is so far ahead of us training-wise and method-wise. You know, I'd love to see it here, the racing patterns, you know, just right striding to the front. If you don't want to hold the front, someone just goes faster and takes it off you. You know, there's no slowing up, get a breather, and it's just keep rolling. And I really like that style of racing, obviously. And, you know, that their training methods, they race week in, week out, so it's a lot different to how we, you know, we sort of patch our horses up or race a fortnight ahead. But they're very all week in, week out, 7 days a week. So, yeah, it was really interesting, and it's something that we bring home, and we've tried a few things, and hopefully it works for us in the future. But, you know, like, I really enjoyed my time over there, and it was a great experience.
What about driving over there? Would you love to have a steer?
Oh, I was actually going to have a steer on my Rona Gold while I was there, but it just didn't get done in time. And, you know, it'd be very hard for girls over there. It's, you know, you got your top 10 drivers and they sort of dominate the tracks over there. It'd be hard for me. You know, I spoke to a few women drivers over there and they said it is very hard to earn respect. But, you know, I'd give it a go. It'd be a little bit intimidating for me, but, you know, it's one of those things that everyone's got to have a go, I think.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I know what it was like calling some races at Yonkers, so I can only imagine what it'll be like for you getting out there at the Big M or Yonkers or one of those tracks. Lauren, it's great to catch up. I know it was only short but sweet, but well done on your Group 3 win with Gotta Go Yahoo. I think it's a horse going places. It's won three of its past four. One last question on Gotta Go Yahoo before we do let you go. He's come from last both his wins, or the last two wins. Is that the best way to drive him, do you think, sit and sprint, or is he able to sit a little closer? What is he, versatile?
We've actually had, Shane and I have had a few arguments about this before. I'm what type of person that hates to be unlucky, you know, and we'd been sitting him up when we first got him, and he was, you know, getting home quick and being unlucky. So I said to Shane, this week I'm going to sit him outside the leader. And, you know, he just didn't feel as best as what he could, and he didn't go that good. He's got a ton of gate speed, and he's that sort of horse that, you know, you could just hunt off the gate and then lead and hand up to something nice in the field, and he'd be absolutely dangerous. But, you know, like I said before, he's so immature, so, you know, he might change, but he's got that gate speed, yes, but, you know, just sitting on off speed is just, you know, he's an absolute rocket. So at the moment, we're just going to stick to that.
And with the racing the way it is, the draws, he's always going to be drawing out wide, which you've either got to make that snap decision forward or back.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. You know, and like I said, he is really quick off the gate as well. But, you know, at the moment, we're just going to teach him that that's the way to go.
Good on you, Lauren. Thanks for giving us some time this morning. Good luck for the rest of the season. As I said, the 100 beckons and that absorbing battle between yourself, Luke and Todd in that Drivers Metro Premiership. Well done. Talk
Thanks,
soon.
Richard. Yeah.
There we go, Kev. Lauren Tritton, always good to hear her opinions. Mm. And that's it for another week. We've got the regional blue finals, of course, in the Breeders' Challenge today. So should be a terrific day. The regional finals should be a great day up there at Bathurst.
Yeah, we have Mick Dundasy standing by to give us his best bets there just after 11 o'clock this morning as well. So, yep. Fred, how many points start you giving me this afternoon?
I think it'll be a cracking game. I can't wait. And I think you should be giving me start.
Oh, please. Please.
Good on you, mate.
See you later.
Is Dave Carlson on next?
He is.
I'm surrounded by dragons. I'm getting out of here, seers.
Goodbye. Fred Hastings, Chasing and Pacing Rewind. No doubt you'll hear Freddie during the week calling from, somewhere around the place. He's always on the job. It is Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Yes, we did mention Dave Carlson there. He's back. Red V. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kev. Yeah, here's to another rooster barbecue at Allianz Stadium this afternoon. They've had two home grounds this year, the Chooks. But you know what? Unfortunately, they're going to be plucked.
Yeah, we want it well done this afternoon, those chickens. Okay. Let's chat about some greyhound racing, Dave. And I guess we should start with that big group on the Maturity Classic at the Meadows. Let's hear how it unfolded here last night.
And racing, Dinah Patty out fast on the inside, Elite settling down. Out in a hurry, Chief's Empire, followed by Orson Allen as they race to the back straight. Check the first at Aston Duke, Gay to the back, and the leader, Chief's Empire. A length and a half clear. The favourite, Dinah Patty's in hot pursuit, the outside. So is Orson Allen third. 8 lengths away, then came Trit Trit, followed by Kevatron. Aston Duke, and then came Wise PK, coming off the back straight, and Dinah Patty, the favourite, stormed to the lead. 2 lengths in front of Orson Allen. Turning for home, though. Dinah Patty is out in front, and it's going to be a great win here to Dinah Patty in the big Maturity final over Orson Allen. Third spot again, a Trit Trit, I'd say, running on well at the end. Chiefs Empire.
So there we go, out of box one, another big race there for Andrea Daly.
Absolutely, and a great call from the Hawk, Ronnie Hawkswell. Dinah Patty started favourite from box one, exactly the same box she exited from in the semi-finals, and she absolutely bowled it in. Congratulations to owner Brendan Wheeler, his wife Nicole, and the kids. I'm sure they're on the edge of their seats watching it from their lounge rooms in, down near Young in New South Wales. Now, just like her sire, Fernando Bale, pardon me, in 2015, Dinah Patty dominated the final, 29-73, 11 wins now from 22 starts. And another very nice Wheeler-bred greyhound, Orson Allen, was second. Trit Trit, one of two Brooke and Jamie Ennis finalists, finished in third place. Now, Dinah Patty won the Group 3 Bill Collins Speedstar, the match races they had at Sandown in Melbourne in May. And in the heat and semi-final of the Maturity, Dinah Patty was the standout greyhound. She clocked 29-73 and 29-80 respectively in the heats and semis, and both of those were the best runs of the night. She began well, as you heard Ronnie say, off the inside box. Chief Empire for Darren Brown from the 7 crossed early, very fast greyhound, and led to the first turn. Dinah Patty then took over running down the back straight. Orson Allen moved into second place, and that is how they remain. Tommy Daly said after the race that he's every bit as good as any greyhound that the Dalys have ever trained. Now, for Corey Grenfell, who's only in his 20s, he trained the runner-up, Orson Allen, and, well, he just said the box draw got in. He could have finished maybe a little bit closer with Orson Allen from box number 6, but box number 6 really brought about the downfall of the greyhound. He thought if they had to swap boxes, well, they may have made it a lot closer, but you get the box draw and you've got to put up with it. Corey said that he's going to toss up between the Victorian Nationals Sprint Series and the Shepparton Cup with him now. Now, there was another terrific win at the Meadows last night, a semi-finalist in the Maturity, Ella Enchanted, stepping up to the 600-metre mark for Brooke and Jamie Ennis, 34-48, won by half the length of the straight, and this greyhound really looks destined for top status in the staying ranks. Now, Kev, New South Wales news. Greyhound Racing New South Wales is going to be making a major announcement this coming Tuesday morning, which, if speculation is correct, is expected to involve the launch of a big race and or prize money increases, the like of which will give participants a huge boost and put the positive spotlight on greyhound racing in our state. So I'm not too sure exactly what it is. Some people say it's going to be the announcement of a big race, an Everest-style greyhound race. Others say prize money increases. Both would be pretty good, Kev.
Oh, well, given the past couple of years, anything like that's going to be a big boost for the game. Outstanding.
Absolutely. Now, GRNSW has also announced funding to get racing back to Gunnedah in northwestern New South Wales. Work's commencing to remediate the track, which was closed after water damage. And Gosford is also expected to host racing again from mid-September. In other news, 87-year-old Jimmy McGlynn's hung up his collar and lead. He's bred chasers for over six decades, and He's now handed over the training of his two dogs, Mr. Corowa and I'm a Chevy, to fellow Abermain local Darryl Wilson. Jimmy can't drive anymore, so that's obviously halted his career as a conditioner. Jeff Collison reported that one of Jimmy's first winners was a greyhound by the name of Come On Pancho, and that was in the early 1950s, which was owned by an absolute rugby league legend of the Balmain Tigers, Norm Clatcham Robinson.
Wow.
And according to Jeff, the Tigers star, Golden Boots, Keith Barnes, he even acted as a catcher at Harold Park in 1981 when Jimmy's chaser, Willa Wancher, won a heat of the Group 1 Association Cup. So Norm Latchin Robinson, I still think the grandstand's named after him. At Leichhardt,
I was thinking that. Yeah, I think it is. You've got the Keith Barnes stand at one end. You've got the Wayne Pearce Hill, I think. I think it's Latchin Robinson stand. You're right there, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, in other news, at Wentworth Park last night, the training honours went to Jason Magri. He notched the double with Catch Me Curly and Narcissist. Well, season stayer Ebby Ripper returned to Wente in a blaze, surprisingly leading, led all of the way to score her 11th 700-metre victory at headquarters. And to give Michael Eberrand, who's had a bit of a tough time in recent months, a real lift. So she's now back with Michael Ebby. She'd been campaigning in Brisbane under the masterful eye of Tony Brett, and she's now going to line up in next Saturday night's New South Wales heats of the Nationals at the Glebe Circuit. The sprint heats will also be run, and good luck to all involved. Here's to a New South Wales win in the Nationals finals at Sandown in Melbourne on Friday night, August the 24th. As well, other news coming out of Wente, bit of a sensation in race 7 last night, Kevin. I don't know if you saw it, but the 5 dog that took a tumble turned around and was running back at the field as they were approaching the winning post. Now, no harm was done to any dog, thank goodness, but Ancient Secret from the 3 was going to win, was about a neck in front, just metres from the post, but the greyhound had to shy to get out of the way of the 5. It was just spooked by the 5, and stewards very quickly declared it a no race. So a bit of a sensation in the 7th last night.
How often does that happen, Dave? Is that a frequent sort of occurrence?
No, it doesn't happen that often. There was one a few years back at Albion Park, I remember, and look, the stewards deemed that the greyhound didn't affect the finish.
Strange.
1, 2, and 3, they were well clear of one another. The margins were quite clear cut. And so there was one of them, and there was another one somewhere. It might have been at Wente. I can't remember. Not all the time, but, you know, obviously with animals, they fall. They might get disoriented. And,
yeah.
These things happen, but thank goodness no harm was done.
Okay, well, let's move up to Ipswich and have a listen to the Young Guns final last night.
Out wide on the track, Double Chip got away quickly, showing speed. Bad Neighbour, Nakuru down the outside. They charge into the first corner. Water Out Passion Bonus, followed by Mako Mac, Alfie Ulysses. Give It Some, got back to second last. Brother Desi at the tail. Down the back, Bad Neighbour got the fly. Leads by 4 lengths over Nakuru. Third was Passion Bonus, followed by Double Chip. The rest headed by Give It Some around the corner. Bad Neighbour is clear, going on strongly from Nakuru. Then Double Chip and Bad Neighbour's Young Guns by 3.5. Second, Nakuru, Double Chip third, followed by Passion Bonus. Then came Mako Mac, Brother Desi, Alfie Ulysses, Give It Something near the tail. No wonder they couldn't run Bad Neighbour down around 30 and 30 to the time.
There we go, Dave. 30 and 30 the run.
Well, I thought it might have been 30 and 80, but I'll double check that. But the daughter of Fernando Bale and Dark and Stormy, as you heard Bunny Brass say, absolutely bolted in. Has now won 4 of 26, trained by Evelyn Harris. And Evelyn says she now intends to take on the New South Wales National Sprint Heats with another member of her team, the grand old campaigner, Cosmic Bonus. But congratulations to Evelyn, Bad Neighbour, too good in the Young Guns. While I'm congratulating people, I want to say a big hi to Bobby Petschke up there in Tamworth. Bob, of course, hasn't been well over several months. He had a stroke, but he's recovering well. The great and loving support of his wife, June, who June was a nurse, and also his great mate, who lives at Willow Tree down the road, Tex. Bob's on the road to recovery. His chaser, Harmat, made it 8 wins from 12 starts last night at the Gardens in Newcastle. The son of Magic Sprite and Lochinvar Vogue is trained by Wendy Brown. In other news, the heats of the Darwin Cup are on tonight, and I'll be talking to a representative from the Darwin Club on Going Greyhounds tomorrow at 10:30. Michael Eberrand is also going to be a guest. We'll talk about Ebby Ripper. Of course, we'll hear what Andrea Daly had to say after the win of Dinah Paddy in the maturity. James Vandermeer, who was on track with me, he'll have a chat as well about the entire night. And just before I go, Kev, I spent Friday in Melbourne, out of Melbourne, actually, at Lara near Geelong, where I visited the kennels of Robert Britton. And then I headed to Murnyong near Bacchus Marsh to the kennels of Anthony Azzopardi to shoot feature stories. So in the coming month to 6 weeks,